Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and alohas as we get underway with the most heavily congested and most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mack Show as it clouds up and darkens the skies here in the upstate this Monday. Great to have you along with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the south. Back from vacation. Thanks, as always, to Jimbo for filling in for me. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Or feel free to text me using the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, Bobby, I vote for AC, time to chill. I was trying to remember the other day how old I was when we finally lived in a place that had air conditioning. I think I was 14. And there's a reason they call Washington the swamp and the State Department Foggy Bottom, because Washington was essentially built on a swamp. And you want to talk about hot and humid. Yeah, man. Also on the text line, happy birthday, Bobby, from Dean and Christine Poteet. Thank you, folks. Appreciate that. Bobby, love the show as always, but please stop picking on creepy Uncle Joe. That would be Biden. He can't help it that he's so old he's confusing his life with movies he watches. Then he falls asleep during them, waking up and thinking it happened to him. Uncle Joe for, oh, I don't know, whatever, I can't remember.
Don't!
Right. Bob, I'm surprised creepy Uncle Joe is not taking credit for that Loretta Lynn song, Coal Miner's Daughter. I'm sure that was about him as well. Bobby, wait a minute. Biden was shot at in the Green Zone. Did Biden take a bullet to defend the freedom of the USA? Happy birthday, young man. That's a phrase I don't hear much anymore. Young man. Hope it's great. I just turned 52 a couple of weeks ago, but I identify as 30. I also identify as a doctor and a rocket scientist. Have a great many more 365s, Bob, and cheers. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sir, when will this garbage end? Investigation, investigation on investigation. When do these people in Washington do any work for us? Huh? Stole that from your opening. There you go. Thank you. I asked how come Paul McCartney was not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame three times like Eric Clapton is. McCartney, you know, Clapton's in there as a member of two different groups and as an individual artist. And I speculated, you know what, the Beatles and Wings and an individual artist are not good enough. And a texter says, this one is easy, Bob. McCartney is nowhere near as good as Eric Clapton. Okay. Bobby, my tweet for the day, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bobby. Happy birthday to you. We love you. Singing it softly. From D in Greenville. Thank you, D. Appreciate that. Hey, Bobby, we just spent 3 days at the Greenbrier in West Virginia to celebrate our 50th anniversary. That's a beautiful spot. Have you ever been there? No, I have not, but I've certainly seen it, and it does look gorgeous. They have 5 golf courses there now. You would love it. Beautiful place, but pricey. Yeah, I know it. A week without Bobby is like a month without sunshine. Thank you, I think. I appreciate that. Bobby, happy birthday to you. I love your show and listen all the time. I also have met that 73rd anniversary of your being born, but earlier this year. Happy birthday to you, belatedly. Happy birthday from Buddy and I here on Paris Mountain, where we're hoping for rain. I think your wishes are about to be fulfilled. We got a storm in Taylor's yesterday. 1 minute it was just, you know, in the 90s and a hot summer day. And the next minute, we'd been watching the storm move through Oconee County earlier with a severe thunderstorm warning, and then it hit Taylor's. Man, I mean, when they were talking about 60-mile-an-hour winds, they weren't kidding. One subdivision over, the power was still out when I left for work about midday today, and trees blown down everywhere. It was nasty. Bobby, you mentioned Jack Whitaker being banned from covering the Masters at Augusta National for having described the patrons there as a mob. Gary McCord, of course, also got banned. He was talking about the greens were so fast they looked like they'd been bikini waxed. Bob McCord also said that the course was playing so tough, the players are being hauled off in body bags. Yeah, that's why Gary McCord is no longer in the CBS coverage of the Masters. Happy birthday, Bob. Tar Heel freak Jeff the Floor Man Allen. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. So I guess the biggest thing that occurred while I was on vacation last week was the suicide of Jeffrey Epstein. But don't worry, they're conducting a thorough investigation into his untimely death. I joked earlier, somebody sent me a text message that said the same thing. Said, Bobby, you share your birthday with Bill Clinton. He got his present a week ago. Yeah, Epstein suicide. Employees at the Manhattan Metropolitan Correctional Center, the MCC, where convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein reportedly took his own life last week, are not cooperating with Justice Department investigators, according to Fox News. Two senior DOJ officials sent by the Attorney General, William Barr, have been on site at MCC while the agency's Inspector General investigates the situation. According to a senior DOJ official, Barr said that serious irregularities had been uncovered at the jail. The night of Epstein's death, correctional officers did not check on the extremely high-profile prisoner for several hours before he died, despite being required to look in on him every 30 minutes. Moreover, guards are suspected of falsifying log entries to show that they were checking as required, according to the AP. In response, officials with the Federal Bureau of Prisons have been on site to assist with the investigations. BOP officials from various regional offices have also been sent to the Manhattan facility to lend their expertise and insight. Epstein found dead in his cell on August 10th, earlier Friday. New York City's medical examiner officially ruled the 66-year-old's death a suicide by hanging. Fox News has also learned that 20 of 21 prison staff posts were filled between the hours of 4 p.m. and 12 a.m. on Friday, August 9th, the day before Epstein was found. Of those prison workers, six were working voluntary overtime. Of those 18 staffers, 10 were working overtime, and all but one of those were doing so voluntarily. Two staffers have been placed on administrative leave, while the warden has been reassigned pending the investigation. Epstein's attorneys also addressed the deceased pedophile's controversial autopsy, which concluded that he hanged himself using bedsheets, breaking his hyoid bone near the Adam's apple, typically only broken during strangulation victims. However, they can also be broken via hanging, especially if the person is older. The attorney said, we're not satisfied with the conclusions of the medical examiner. We'll have a more complete response in the coming days. We'll see. Somewhat suspicious, though, the medical examiner ruled that Epstein had committed suicide by shooting himself twice in the back of the head. I don't know if that is going to stand. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Annie will update you with the latest on the traffic. I'll be right back. We go to the phones and today's edition of Amazing True Facts is also on the way.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Three Dog Night had a ton of hit records back in the late 60s and through the 70s, but of all of them, I think this was my favorite, Out in the Country. 522, bumper to bumper, here are the 5 o'clock follies in the Bobby Mack Show. It looks like rain on the way again. Let me catch up with the text line right after I go to the phones because Woody has been patiently waiting in Greenville. Hi, Woody. It says here on the call screen that you are not happy with me. What have I possibly done that has made you unhappy with my performance?
Well, Bobby, first I want to wish you a happy birthday. And
thank you.
I do enjoy listening to your program. However, I'm not very happy with your take on belittling jurors. I've been a juror a number of times. And one of the things is, it's the only place in our government where I know my vote counted.
Yeah.
When I'm there and I'm one of six people and I vote, or one of 12.
Right.
I've been a juror 5 different times. In Georgia, you can't get out of it. They'll send the police to take you there.
Yeah.
But it's the one place that I know when you're dealing with the government, your vote does count.
Yeah, that's true enough. And, that's a valid point.
So I think it's an important thing for everyone to participate that and get good quality participants in the jury pool so that you get justice delivered in a very quick and efficient manner.
Yeah, I guess one way to look at it is you want somebody as smart as you to be on the jury.
It's the thing is that you're surprised when you get into a jury thing, is get people to listen and to understand what is being presented.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's just one of those things that I think you need people that are attentive. And I hate seeing people that have good qualifications avoid the opportunity to, you know, deliver fair justice.
Yeah, I agree. And I was only joking when I was the reason Woody's mentioning this is just because Tom Steyer, one of the lunatic Democrat contenders for the presidential nomination, sent out an email earlier today that he would not be on the campaign trail this week because he was on jury duty. And I speculated. I said, there's an instant campaign ad. Are you going to vote for a guy for president who is not smart enough to get out of jury duty? But it was only a joke. So,
Well, happy birthday again, and have a great one.
Thank you, Woody. I appreciate that very much. Thanks for the birthday wish. I think I was called twice for jury duty in Tennessee when I lived in Memphis. I never was called for... Yeah, wait a minute. No, that's right. Just twice in Tennessee, and both times. Because this was during a phase in my career when I was on TV. And as soon as I showed up, you know, TV newscaster. He's out of here. Dismissed. That may have been a factor in their decision-making. And also the fact that they merely... Once when they called my name... that when they had the whole pool of jurors there, they called my name, and whenever they did, I immediately jumped up and yelled, "Guilty, guilty, guilty!" that may have resulted in a challenge from one of the attorneys. In on the text line, Bobby, Epstein with a body double corpse completed the egress, with Epstein still asleep across his shoulder. Wait a minute, I'm Yeah, here we go. I'm sorry. I started this text message at the end rather than the beginning. Bobby, while Epstein slept, soul dreaming of days gone by at Pedophile Island with his best friends Bill Clinton, Ethan Hunt, Mission Impossible, right? Ethan Hunt administered the knockout gas to the guards as his trusty sidekick Luther took out the CCTVs from a remote location. Hunt then ascended down the shaft that he just finished cutting with his laser, swapped Epstein with a body double of a corpse, and completed the egress with Epstein still asleep across his shoulder. Cue the Mission Impossible theme. Stranger things have happened, I guess. Bobby Mack, no one is more surprised about Epstein's suicide than Epstein himself. To the phones we go. Colonel Ted joins us this afternoon via his cell phone. He's giggling away at the text there. Hey, Colonel Ted, as always, Miss Moneypenny and Annie and I, still trying to get my tongue to work after being on vacation. We all salute you, sir.
Am I on the air?
Yes, sir. You are on the air, Colonel Ted.
Oh, I thought you were holding me over till
no, no.
You got through commercials.
No, no, I'm not going to run up your cell phone bill because you're always griping. You're on here for 45 minutes before you get on the air.
Well, and I know, and to show you how the Lord works in mysterious ways, my battery's down almost nothing, and I was in an undisclosed location here downtown, and I walked past a get-charged complimentary device charging station.
Wow.
And I did not have my charging cord with me, and so I'm going to give these folks credit because they kept me from being unavailable when you went to me.
Yeah, well, as I'm fond of saying, Colonel Ted, I'd rather be lucky than good.
It's a Brownlee Whitlow and Pratt Property Solutions Law, Dalby O'Connor and Zaleski LLC, a limited liability company, certified public accountants, Gateway Management Company, and Navigate Affordable Housing Partners.
Okay,
so there you are.
Well, they got a free commercial out of it, so it's paid off.
Anyway, if you saw my text, I had an important announcement to make.
Yes.
From what I learned out at Fort Jackson over the weekend.
Right.
I saw a free screening of a film that's coming out October 25th that is the best movie I've ever seen of any kind, military or otherwise. And it's about a Air Force enlisted PJ, pararescue guy.
Yeah.
Was killed in a battle, big battle, one of the biggest over there. Saving a lot of lives because the Army medic got too wounded to help him. He got called. Anyway, he ends up getting the Medal of Honor posthumously.
Uh-huh.
And that's as much as I can tell you about the movie, but everybody has to see this film.
What's the name of it?
It's called The Last Full Measure.
I'm sorry.
That's a Lincoln phrase.
The last which?
The Last Full Measure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. As in last full measure of devotion.
Exactly.
Right.
And it stars Peter Fonda, who interestingly died only a few days ago.
So yeah, that's right.
His last film. Christopher Plummer, Ed Harris, William Hurt. I mean, the cast is unbelievable. They all did a terrific job. And I tell you, I saw both screenings, 2 and 6. I cried all the way through the second one.
Wow.
The first one, just for a lot of reasons. The second one I was able to get through because I'd seen the first and knew what was coming. But I tell you, it's powerful, really, really powerful.
You know, and we've talked a lot, Colonel Ted, about the various spec op groups, you know, about the berets and about the
right.
SEAL teams and all the rest. But the Air Force parajumpers are in that same league.
Exactly. Well, they've got the what's your color? It's bronze or not a bronze. Maroon berets.
Yes.
And, you know, they cut their teeth in Vietnam. And I tell you, this what this guy did was just like that movie Clint Eastwood produced about the conscientious objector that saved so many lives in Korea.
Yeah, the medic.
World War II.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's just, I still can't get over
it. Well, we'll keep an eye out for it. Last Full Measure is the name of it, right?
Yeah, October 25th in theaters across the country, and I'll give you more information about it. I talked to the producers, and hopefully one or more is going to come out to our C7 Caribou reunion out in Denver in a couple of weeks and tell the Caribou story at some point.
Yeah, that'll be great. Colonel Ted, I got to run for the news, but I thank you. And I'm always on the lookout for a good movie to see, and that sounds like it's going to be one that fills the bill. 5:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Looks like rain on the way. Annie is next. We'll check into the newsroom and have the latest update on the forecast as well. When we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday. Howdy, welcome back. 5:39, severe thunderstorm warning. Boy, it was a nasty one. Went through Taylor's yesterday. Bobby Mac Show here on the Monday edition. By the way, congratulations, Dabo and the Clemson Tigers, number one in the preseason Associated Press college football poll. That goes along with their previous pick as the top team in the coaches poll as well. Where am I going here? Yes, that's right. Back to the phones, because Alan in Reedville has been patiently waiting to join us on the Monday edition. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby Mac, I'm just out here driving around in the rain, so no problem.
Gotcha. Where are you, Alan, that it's raining right now?
I'm actually in Duncan,
South Carolina,
in between the two fine cities of Greenville and Spartanburg.
Gotcha.
And it's thunder, a little lightning, and beginning to rain kind of hard here. I was calling, this deal with Epstein. I wish that I could be as good at predicting outcomes as I was with this one.
You and me both.
I mean, I tried to get people to bet me that he would either be dead or it would not go to trial. Those were the two things that I was confident of. But think about this. I mean, the Bureau of Prisons, okay, which is part of the Justice Department, part of the federal government.
Yep.
What would have been their number one job at this point in time in doing what they're responsible for?
That would be considering, especially that this is a guy who had been on suicide watch, and then one of the shrinks in the system said, "No, he's okay, he's fine, he's I would think their primary consideration would be making sure this guy is still breathing by the time his trial date comes up?
Yeah, I can't imagine any. He was the most famous prisoner in the world.
Yep.
At this moment. Okay. And keeping him alive was critical to anything that was a part of anything to do with him to trying to pursue these prosecutions. I mean, it was like it had to be the most recognized priority. Okay. And, of course, what we now know is, just in simple terms, there is disastrous decision and application that was made in a multitude of ways to create whatever happened to happen. Okay. Now, here's my point. And there are people who want this same entity to be in charge of our health care.
Yes. Yeah.
Here is
the highest profile prisoner in the criminal justice system who is not looked in on for hours at a time, who has a history, according to all the officials, of having attempted one suicide attempt within a matter of weeks previously, who is given sheets with which he can make a device to hang himself, ostensibly, and yet he's still allowed to, if we are to believe the official version, committed suicide? How can this happen?
And the guards asleep for multiple hours?
Right.
And you, in other words, would you not put a camera completely on this guy without, we're saying what is so obvious, but that's how poorly that the government runs things. And to me, the point is simple. If the government runs our health care, there's not going to be a lot of difference between us and Epstein.
Yep. Right.
There really isn't. That's how bad it will be.
It's symptomatic of everything that is wrong in our system. How can somebody like Hillary Clinton still be walking around free and making hundreds of millions of dollars? How can she's not in prison?
think about this. The Bureau of Prisons, if their website, I looked at it while I was on hold, if their website is right, they're housing about 200,000 inmates at this point in time. So here, they can't manage 200,000. Can you imagine trying to manage 300 million?
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that.
I mean, surely somebody.
Well, we saw an example of that with Obamacare. How many times did they have to go back and redo the website because they couldn't even get the website to work? Let alone healthcare itself. Forget about that. They couldn't even get the stupid website up.
Yeah. Well, one good thing is, you know, in general, we just need about 50.1% of the voting population to have some understandings about this. And that's how we're going to make sure or maintain things not really going south for all of us. That's all we have to convince. We don't have to convince more than that. We just got to convince enough that hopefully we'll elect. And to me, there is a recognition to the things we just talked about.
Yeah.
And that's really why Trump was elected.
Sure. Exactly.
He was the guy who could face these things and actually do something about it. And my gracious, just what if we surround him with people of like mind?
Right.
You know, that would be an excellent thing for us in this country.
It would indeed. Well, or to put it another way, we just have to get enough people to go to the polls in the right states to get enough electoral votes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Alan, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it, and I share your concerns. 5:45, quarter before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. When we come back on the other side, today's edition of Amazing True Facts.
Ah-ha! Hoo-ah!
Welcome back. Coming up on 9 before 6, severe thunderstorm warning for a little while here for part of Greenville and part of Spartanburg. Was that what that was, Moneypenny? She's checking it out right now. We do have some severe weather, thunder bumpers around.
Right now it is till 6 o'clock for Anderson County.
Anderson. Gotcha. Good deal. Thanks. Yeah. And some of you other folks may be seeing some thunderstorm cells that haven't reached severe limits, but still can have some nasty rain and high winds. We got that storm I mentioned in Taylor's yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, big time. It actually ripped my flag off the house. And a number of trees were down in the neighborhood, power outages as well. It's pretty nasty. 9 before 6, here we go. As promised, time for today's edition of, well, I'll let Gary Goodvoice introduce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Okay, here are the amazing true facts we have discerned for today. Somebody says to you, well, I've got good news and bad news. Which one do you want to hear first? According to a new survey, almost twice as many people would rather hear, yep, the bad news first. 57% say they want to hear bad news, then the good news, hoping, of course, it'll be more uplifting at the end. Only 29% would rather hear the good news and the bad news. The rest were not sure. Couldn't make a decision. Women are noticeably more likely than men to want to hear the bad news first. 61% of women say they want the bad news first versus 52% of men. Reminds me of one of my favorite jokes. Moneypenny? Yeah. Guy answers the phone. It's his doctor. His doctor says, well, I've got good news and bad news. Now, which do you want first? And the guy says, well, give me the good news first. He said, okay, the good news is you only have 48 hours to live. What? That's the good news? What's the bad news? The doctor says, the bad news is I forgot to call you yesterday.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that one, wait a minute, that one did need a rim shot. You know, if you can't even manage to change your underwear on a daily basis, I mean, what basic life skills you think you're up to? According to a new survey, almost half of Americans say they've worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer. Uh-oh. This calls for an instant poll on our behalf. Is Annie back in the news center?
No.
No, she's not. We'll check with you, Moneypenny. Are you one of those who has worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer? This is to tell the truth, by the way.
When I went camping, yes.
That's okay.
On a daily basis, no.
Yeah. You know, you're on a camping trip. You know. little Annie is back in the news center. Little Annie, almost half of Americans say they've worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer. Have you ever committed that act? Is she back?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, me?
Oh,
me?
Heavens no.
Me? You talking
Golly
to me?
Golly, Bob.
You must be talking to me.
That's
yeah.
the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
It is pretty bad. 13% of people have worn the same pair of underwear for more than a week.
No. What? No. Kill them. I'm just kidding.
13% of people have worn the same pair of underwear for more than a week.
That's what's wrong with the world.
And here's the least surprising part of this story or this survey. Men are 2.5 times more likely to have done that than women. Why am I not surprised at this revelation?
Men say if you can put them on right, then turn them around backwards, and then flip them inside out and do the same thing.
No, I'm sorry. No, it doesn't work that way. There's more. Where this came from.
Oh, good.
Most of us keep our underwear in rotation way longer than we should for hygienic purposes.
In rotation.
In rotation. Kind of like pitchers on a Major League Baseball team.
Wait, rotation. So wear, wash, etc., right?
Some experts say you should throw away your underwear every year to prevent a buildup of bacteria like E. coli. Wait a minute. I've got underwear that goes back to the Nixon administration.
You've got underwear older than Ann and I.
I do. Awesome. I certainly have socks older than either one of you.
Pictures, or it didn't happen.
Yeah. Only 16% of people say their oldest pair of underwear is less than a year old. I'm still trying to get it. Almost half of Americans say they've worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or more. Whew. Wow. They walk among us. And you would think wearing the same pair of underwear for a week, we would know it when they're around.
Now, have you never stayed like a staycation at home all weekend and did nothing but sit around in your underwear and watch Netflix, Bobby?
Watching it and let you show yourself.
Now, this one is easy because I'm not wearing underwear at home. He's going commando. Look out.
I feel sorry for your couch. I just saw 3 cars wrecked.
There you go. There is today's edition of Amazing True Facts. They were pretty amazing, and pathetically, they're true. I got to take a break for the news here at the top of the hour. Right back with a bonus hour here on Monday on the Bobby Mack Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.